right, playing. Oh, new Health Tree Bakery Cafe is open. All right, so. Are you cold water? So, by the future. How do you buy the future? What does that mean? So, some thoughts. Some monochrome Bitcoin, 20 Bitcoin matte black, right? So, some simple thoughts. So, Bitcoin is manifest destiny for America. USA, USA, right? So, a big thought I had, yo, look how happy Sen is. Apparently, Kim K went to this room and board, and she also goes to Father O's office, right? Anyways, so some super fun thoughts I had. Super facts. Yeah, looks like this Senator Lummis bill could actually pass out to Senator Cynthia Lummis. Cynthia, is that also the same thing as Cindy? So anyways, the reason why I think it's a good idea is, first and foremost, I think nobody has proposed any ever a good idea to pay off the US debt, right? So as a consequence, the general thought is, like, how can the state pay off the debt, right? So for a long time, there was no idea to pay off the debt, right? It's like you just spend a stack of debt forever and just give it to the Swiss or the Swedes or the losers afterwards, right, to deal with. But obviously the responsible thing is to pay off the debt and make America the richest country of all time for at least the next 300 years, right? So watch the recent Michael Saylor stream talking about the red wave. So, I mean, I still think it's like the orange wave, but whatever, right? So, the basic idea is, you know, we finally have a Bitcoin president, which is hilarious. Like, I always thought that Donald Trump was like, you know, like low-key, you know, kind of a bad person, 2.0. Money is more important than politics. Good for Bitcoin, good for me, right? So everyone right now is with Bitcoin. Everyone is like super, super happy. Everyone's super pumped. Everyone's waiting for the 100K party. Once they hit 100K, it's gonna be a digital cyber party in Michael Saylor's crib, right? Miami. Now I wanna go to Miami Beach. And I don't know, it's like, if anything, I'm like, man, right now is the time to sell your house and sell your land and sell your Porsche and buy the Bitcoins. I was even thinking, like, should I sell my Leica and just buy some more Bitcoin? Maybe. Like, actually, the problem with having assets, right? Like, we've been traveling a lot. You know, I got the old film Leica at home, the Summicron. Like, that setup is worth at least $3,000 plus. Like, let's say it's a $7,000 setup, right? It's like $7,000 in Bitcoin today could either be $70,000 or $700,000 or 7M. Like the $7 million Leica, it's like, huh, maybe it is a good idea to so maybe I'll test the market, buy our Kim's Leica with Bitcoin or crypto. Could be an interesting option. But anyways, so I think that the difficult thing, the tricky thing is, like a lot of these different assets and stuff, like they're just dilutive assets, right? And they're like super risky, super dangerous, because the issue is, as long as you have some sort of asset or thing that's, you know, could be seized, could be stolen. I mean, if you have a Lamborghini parked on the driveway or on the street, in theory somebody could jack it, right? So that's kind of a not a good idea. Like, you drive through Beverly Hills, people park their McLarens and stuff, like, how'd you buy the kind of like not a big deal, right? Adio! Wow. What I meant. Okay, how does it? So right now is the kind of the brave new world of Bitcoin, right? It's like sell the old, buy the new, which means sell the US gold stockpiles and buy the Bitcoin. It's like kind of an obvious trade. Even my uncle, who's a jeweler, I'm trying to convince him to try to sell his gold because he's got a bunch of gold, right? And then buy Bitcoin instead. It just seems like kind of the obvious bet. And I think the only reason why somebody would not like support it is because either they don't understand Bitcoin, they're scared of it, they're skeptical of it, whatever, which is like totally understandable. However, I like the idea of sell the past to buy the new and buy the future.